This episode of the New Christendom Daily is taken from a live radio broadcast. There's no scripts. There's no do-overs. There's no cuts. It's just from a live radio show done by a guy with a microphone and a set of earbuds and a radio show who pours his heart, his mind, and his body and soul into one thing, bringing about the New Christendom Daily. Diddy Combs, did you confirm that they got him at Miami International?
All I confirmed was they stopped him at Miami International before he was going to board his private jet. They questioned him, and that's all they said. They don't say if he's in custody. They don't say if he was released or anything. They just said they held him for question.
Okay, so they went to P. Diddy's homes. You look at this. You look at the aerial shot of this clown's home, and you just think to yourself, how do you imagine? Hell, look at the aerial shots of Tyler Perry's billion-dollar home with a B, billion. In any event, we'll talk about this next hour. Mr. Barrett's going to call in and give us a full report on the entire raid and everything that happened yesterday. Remember, at the start of this year, first Mike Church show back, 8 January 2024, I talked about Club Shay Shay, that's Shannon Sharp. Club Shay Shay was doing this series of long-form interviews with Shannon Sharp. He went and interviewed Ric Flair. And then he interviewed, the one we started the year with was his interview with Cat Williams, a comedian. And a lot of people were talking about the Cat Williams interview, and they were calling Cat Williams insane and nuts and jealous and all this stuff because he threw P. Diddy by name under the bus and said that he called him a name, a sex name, and that all of these guys, and he rattled off four names, and P. Diddy was one of them, were on the side that, how did he say, was on the, well, we'll play the clip, on the side that's against God. And he basically said that they were a bunch of pedos, or a bunch of pederasts. Well, in our crack production research here, on the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, Dom Lucre, you'll find him on Twitter, Dom, D-O-M, Lucre, L-U-C-R-E, Dom Lucre, is a Pizzagate vampire hunter along with Liz Crokin. Now, Liz Crokin's been right about all of this. She's the one that's in the movie, the documentary, Out of Shadows, or Out of the Shadows. There is, Don Lucre put a video up from September of 2022. Welcome back to the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Radio Network here on our flagship terrestrial syndication station, 1010 WXKG in Atlanta, recapping the story of the raid on Sean P. Diddy Combs' house. By the way, I'm going to play my song. I was telling Maggie, I made all of these parody songs, and it is amazing to me how they all still play so well in this situation. I made that song back in 2000 when he was on the lam because he had shot a club up in New York and claimed that he wasn't there. He was there, in any event. Cat Williams said that P. Diddy was one of those that was in on these Hollywood pedo sex rings. And that he was, and that he said 2024 was going to be the year of reckoning. When they, I'm going to paraphrase Cat Williams now. They all them, Shannon, they all going to pay. This year, they all, everything going to come out this year. You're going to see everything. Well, everything is coming out. By the way, so let me get back to the Dom Lucre video, and we'll play you that clip when Mr. Barrett comes on next hour here. This is obvious to me. Now give me the women's intuition on it. What did you say about the video with the little girl that he supposedly adopted?
Well, the female intuition, whenever I first saw it, first of all, it's a small white girl in a room with four adult male black men.
Adult, okay? Black,
adult
men.
Black men. She just looked like she had a nervous little giggle. She kept looking back and forth, back and forth. She looked scared to me. Nervous. Very scared and nervous.
Okay. So now, and then P. Diddy jumps in and says, he's boasting and bragging that he basically has this white girl in his possession. And that, yeah, I got a white girl. I adopted a white girl. And I'm looking at this going like, you're a freaking pervert, man. He's got his arm around her, too. He's violating the Keanu Reeves rule, which is don't ever touch the subjects you're in photographs with. They'll sue you later. So, if you ever see a picture with a fan, especially a female one, and good guy actor Keanu Reeves, who I do not believe is one of these creeps, Keanu's arm, he'll hold his arm out, but he's not touching the subject.
Oh.
Yeah, you can see, he makes sure, look, this is my hand, it's not on her shoulder, I am not touching her, but I'm posing for the picture. Well, this video of this child is obviously, this is a very wealthy, successful, powerful black man. He makes her call him Big Daddy. And I'm going like, that's a sex slave name, Big Daddy. In any event, so the rumor last night was that P. Diddy was trying to get on his Gulfstream and was going to fly to, what did Kyle Becker say? He was going to fly to some island where the U.S. didn't have an extradition treaty, and he was going to hide out. Hold on. Here it is. This is from Kyle Becker again, and I haven't seen a follow-up on this. Private jet owned by P. Diddy Combs has left the U.S. after DHS raids. The speculation is that Combs may be on his way to Cabo Verde, where there is no extradition treaty with the U.S. that has apparently not panned out. But he was at the Miami International Airport, so maybe they knew that he may try and fly to go. Here's what I want to know. If he is arrested on child sex trafficking and abuse, because there's a lawyer, because there's three complaints that have been filed against him by young women who have said that he sexually molested, abused them, or whatever. So I know that there is an active case because I saw the lawyer on TV giving a statement about this. I wonder if they're going to hold him up for a $175 million bond like they are with Trump. Now, by the way, I haven't even gotten into that story. So we did the ship collision of the bridge in Baltimore. We gave you a little update on Pizzagate. I'll play you my Puff Daddy song next hour from 2000, one of the first parody songs that I ever made for the Mike Church show. And then we have this. So Trump's bond is reduced from $464 million down to $175 million, and the leftards are losing it. Now, wait a minute. This was in a court. This isn't a legitimate court in a blue state that was not populated by a bunch of Trump appointees. And they came to the conclusion that in the best interest of actual justice and for the business community of New York, that they should reduce his bond down from $464 million to $175 million. To me, the most priceless part of the whole thing was after Trump comes out of the court hearing and he thanks the court and he says that they did a great thing for business in New York. We'll play you all the sound bites. And he gives this big, long, rambling answer to, you know, what's going on, and that Biden doesn't even know what day it is, or if he makes a joke. I don't even know. Does Biden even know he's alive? I don't know. I can't answer that. So he concludes the little impromptu press conference. He says, thank you, everybody. Thank you very much. And he's going to walk off. And as he's walking off, some Yahoo reporter goes like, how are you going to post a bond? You're going to get a bond? You're going to make a loan? Trump stops dead in his tracks, turns around and looks at the guys and goes,